so wicked world. Surely we are glad for this day and for the presence of God that's been with us. And we're glad for those that have came out again tonight. We feel like, by the help of the Lord and your prayers, speaking to you for a little while on the thought of hell. We hope we'll be able to deliver our souls a little quicker tonight than we were this afternoon. But we want to look into the Word of God a little bit tonight. Just as sure as we are here, it's recorded in the Word of God, there is a burning hell. And I trust we'll be able to point out by the Word of God who's going there and who isn't going there. I want to call your attention first to Matthew's Gospel, the 18th chapter. I'm going to start reading right here at the first of the chapter. The same time came the disciples unto Jesus and saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive such one, or such little child, in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck, and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom offenses come. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt and maimed, rather than having two hands and two feet, and to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes and be cast into hell fire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them go astray, doth he not lead the 99 and go into the mountains and to seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he findeth it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more over that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of the least, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go tell him of his faults between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee two or three more. One or two, thank you. Take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he neglect to hear thee, then tell it to the church. But, wait a minute, if he neglect to hear thee, to hear them, tell it to the church. But if ye neglect to hear the church, then let him be as a heathen man or a publican or a sinner. Now, I want to consider for a little while a very hard saying. Jesus has said here, if your hand or if your foot offends you, cut it off and cast it from you. Then he says, if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is better that you enter into life, everlasting life, with one eye or one hand or one foot than to have two and be cast into hell. Now, I say it's pretty hard for you and I to be able to get into our minds the depths of what it would mean just to take off a hand or take off a foot and cast it aside. But God in his word lets us know that he wants us to be saved regardless of the circumstance. It's not his will that any perish, but that all may have life. God come, send his son into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. God wants to save every man and every woman. Therefore, God wants you to understand there is something another that you're going to have to do in order to make heaven your home. If there's anything that exists in your life that's hindering you from humbling yourself and accepting the Lord as your personal Savior, cut it off and throw it away. Let it be a foot, which is very essential for you and I to get about in this world and to accomplish anything. I just hate to see anyone crippled, don't you? Deprived of the liberty of a limb. I just don't like to see that. But I'd rather see you lose your foot or lose your hand or lose your eye as to see you miss heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ is letting us know by his word here, if your hand offends you, cut it off. Or if your foot offends you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is better that you enter into life maimed or crippled or minus a hand or foot than it is to go into hell. Now, I said this morning that the devil, the two hardest messages for me to preach is about hell and sanctification. I've been preaching for a number of years. But when I get to dealing with hell and sanctification, that's the two most hardest subjects that I ever have to confront me with. The devil doesn't want anyone to know anything about hell. And he doesn't want you to know what it's going to cost you to make heaven your home. And therefore, the devil will hinder every way he can the truth to get into your heart and to your mind to where you'll know just exactly what God's requiring of you as an individual. Now, I want to think about hell a little while. You know, we have a little picture here, and here stands a man, and here's a narrow way that leads up. And here's a great broad way that leads in here, and here's some, I wish we had more of that on there. You know, the devil likes to hide these flames here, and the devil doesn't want hell to be manifested before the minds of the people. But this Broadway is leading down here. We can see some flames and some smoke going up, which is a representation of eternal punishment or hell, place to where the soul's going to land if they go down the Broadway and allow themselves to be deceived by the powers and influences that exist in the world. Now this narrow way, I love this way, and I know this right here, here's a cross. I believe the scripture tells us here's a place where two ways meet. And here is a place to where every soul in this world has to come. I say it's a valley of decision. It's a place of choice. It's a place to where you and I have got to get our minds made up. Are we going to continue on this broad way? Are we going to start up the narrow way? And you notice through this drawing here of this way to hell or the way to heaven, you notice this way, this narrow way, as you start out here, it's not near as narrow as it is up here. Now, in this here, seemingly, this is broader here than it is out here. Folks, I want you to get a glimpse of hell tonight. I want you to see what you're going to miss if you don't take this straight and narrow way. If you don't humble yourself right here at the cross, we heard that song about the hand that was nailed to the cross. It was nailed there for the purpose of my sins and your sins. In other words, to open up a door of redemption to the souls of man. All right, I said, listen, it's better for you and I to give up a hand or a foot or an eye or anything that would be an offense or a hindrance to us from just believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and he come to save me, and therefore I'm not going to allow anything to hinder me. That's what God wants.
That's sin, Brother Abbott, that Torah forbids to give up and lose their hand. They got to give it up to
them. That's the truth. And you know, I find, and I notice we read sometimes about individuals that have got a little vision of hell. But I'd rather not mention that too much, but I want to show you a little vision of hell by thus saith the Lord. You know, the religious world, the majority of the people of the world, If you begin to tell them about the rich man and Lazarus, they say that's just a parable. That's a comparison that the Lord was giving out. But the Lord didn't say it was a parable. The Word of God don't say it's a parable. The Lamb of God speaking out right out of his own mouth, he says there was a man. I love to bring it right down to where it belongs. I say the Lord said there was a man, there was a poor beggar sitting out there at the rich man's gate or the rich man's door begging the crumbs that fell from his table. And you know what? The Bible said the dogs came and licked his sores. This man was in need. He was in need of something to eat and he was in need of some care, physically speaking. Listen, folks, there's a lot of people in the world today that's in need. If your hand has been blessed with the things of life and you're so selfish and so stingy that you'll not lend a helping hand, you'd better get rid of it. I declare on the authority of God's word, you'd better get rid of that thing. That'll send you down to the place of torment. And Jesus said it was better for a man to enter into life maimed than it was to have two hands or two feet and be cast into that burning. I want you to notice what Jesus made mention about hell. You know, he says like this. He says, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Husbands, there's quite a few of us here tonight. How many of you would just love to get a vision of your wife in hell? Just see your wife out there just weeping and wailing and gnashing teeth. I want you to get a little vision of what hell means. If you miss heaven, I say you have not missed hell. Some say if you miss heaven, you miss it all. But I say if you miss heaven, you have not missed hell. There's only two places recorded in the Word of God that the soul is going to abide after this life. And one of them is up here in the paradise of God, and the other is down in the place of torment. Where Jesus said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This rich man, this poor beggar, the Bible said he died. He passed away. He ceased to be in the natural sense. He died. And the angels came down and fed his spirit, his soul, right in to the throne of God, right into the paradise of God. Praise the Lord. It's recorded in the Word of God. We won't have time to read all we'd love to, but I believe we can bring it to you to where you know it's Bible truth. And the angels carried him up there and placed him in Abraham's bosom. Oh, that's a wonderful place for us to be. Up there, and the Word of God says he was just enjoying the comforts of heaven. And this Jesus speaking about the rich man, he died too. And he said, in hell. He began to look upward then, after it was too late for him to do anything about his own soul. He began to look up and he seen Lazarus out there in Abraham's bosom. And oh, what did he want? He wanted Abraham to send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue. Oh, folks, if you could just see what's going on in hell tonight. There's hundreds of thousands of souls pleading, no doubt, for just one drop of water to cool their parching tongue. Oh, folks, folks. I would to God that every unsaved husband, every unsaved wife, every unsaved boy and girl would get a vision of hell tonight and what it's going to mean if you fail to accept the Lord as your personal Savior and walk in the light of His eternal word and make heaven your home. I say you're going down there. The devil don't like this kind of preaching. But listen. The Lamb of God let us know what hell was. And He let us know what this man was suffering. He says, oh, I'm tormented in this flesh. I'm tormented in this flesh. Folks, wife a witness to it. Wife and I was dealing with an elderly sister that had diabetes and lost both of her lower limbs. The physicians of the world had taken them off. We went down there and spent all day and all night with that individual. And that soul was afraid to trust God and believe God for all that she needed in life. And she was afraid to die. And you talk about a soul in hell. I never do want to be around another soul that's leaving this world in that condition. That woman suffered a degree of hell right here in this life. I tell you, folks, unless you and I accept the gospel, we're lost and doomed forevermore. We must believe on the Son of God and take Him as our personal Savior and live to all that He reveals to our heart. If we ever make heaven, I hope. Now, wives, let's turn this around a little bit. You just think about it. Look at your husband in hell, just weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Huh? Where the fire is not quenched and the worm dies not. Listen, dear one. That's just as real as we're here tonight. But every soul that fails to believe on the Son of God is going down to hell. Oh, I would to God that the Holy Spirit and the God of heaven would reveal your soul to where you could see the flames of hell and realize what it's going to mean to be able to lay aside something that would hinder you from being what God's calling you to be. It's impossible about what offenses will come, but woe unto that man by whom they come. I tell you, dear ones, Jesus said it was better that a millstone be tied about our necks and us cast out into the sea and be drowned out there than to offend one of the little ones. All right? We're going a little farther. I want you to know this closely and think seriously. Folks, the God of heaven is not going to always extend mercy to this old world. The wrath of God's going to be poured out upon her, and we can already see a great measure of the wrath of God being poured out upon this old wicked world. And you know, folks, we can already see a number of the wicked men and women just suddenly taken out of this world on the account of their wicked, ungodly life. And it's a fulfillment of the Word of God. It's according to what God has said. Therefore, you and I better see to it that we take the advantage of the opportunity to get ourselves ready to go to hell. Just as sure as you go to heaven, you're going to have to get ready to go to hell. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And also the hell here, it's prepared too. It's prepared for the devil and his angels. Only two prepared places for the souls of man after this life. Therefore, if you don't make heaven your home, don't prepare to go to heaven, then you're automatically they're going to go to hell. Now that's plain preaching, but it's according to the Word of God. Now we want to read a little bit over here in 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, I believe it is, the third chapter. I want you to notice what Peter says about this. You know, there's so many teachings in the world today that's got people in a condition to where they've got no fear of God before them, and therefore they won't make any effort or any sacrifice at all whatsoever in order to try to go to heaven. They're just carelessly drifting on. Let's see here. And it's going to be too late for them after a while. But if you and I could see and have a little of the fear of God before us and realize that God has always fulfilled what He's promised in the Word. Every time that God says anything in His Word, if you'll notice and watch and weigh it out and take historical events, you'll find out that God always done just exactly what He said He'd do. And He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. All right, that makes me to know it'll pay you and I well to stand right on the Word of God. Get ourselves in a condition to where we can obey every truth that God reveals to our heart. Believe the Lord. Accept Him at His Word. Now, 2 Peter, the third chapter. I want us to notice here. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. I want you to notice what the Bible here says. Scoffers, walking after their own lust. Actually, brother, I see right among the saints of God, the enemy has got the advantage of some of the saints' children, and they'll mock and scoff you for the life that you're living. Make all manner of fun of it. I tell you, folks, it isn't a thing in the world but the devil dragging souls right down to hell by the thousands. What was the multitude of souls that's leaving this world and going out just in a matter of 1 hour's time? 5,417 in 1 hour's time. Listen, before we can close this service to save our lives, since we've came here, there'll be better than 5,417 plunge out there into the unseen world. And Brother McCoy and I was talking today. I just wonder if there would be 17 of them ready to go.
Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure.
Listen, there's a reason why hell has enlarged herself. Yeah. And opened her mouth without measure. You think about 5,417 souls every hour that we're privileged to stay in this world, or every hour that exists, going out there in the way out there in the beyond unseen world, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing teeth. Now, I'm not going to say all of them went out there, but a great majority of them went down to destruction. Listen, hell is enlarged itself.
And opened her mouth open.
She's got her mouth open tonight, and swallowing up every soul that they can get to the attention of. Everyone, I'm just swallowing them up by the multitude.
Right.
Folks, you know it's high time that we are running for our lives. High time that you and I are running for our lives, doing all that we can do. If it just took my hand right off of my arm, right off of my shoulder here to make heaven my home, I'd just gladly give it up. I'd just gladly have it taken off and cast it out from me. I tell you, dear ones, I don't believe that it means a natural arm every time, but it could take that in consideration too. If there's something, another that you're reaching out after that's hindering you from being what God had had you to be or to do what God's requiring you to do, you'd better get rid of. It's open her mouth without measure.
And
swallowing in.
And what you doing? And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it.
You know, it's time we should get serious, folks. Oh, it means more than just coming to meeting and filling up the seat. You and I, unless we listen to the voice of the Son of God, believe on the Savior of the world, and do all that he's requiring of us, we're not going to heaven. It's going to take you and I obeying the Word of God to make heaven our home. Oh, this rich man, after he was down there a while, after he was tormented in those flames, after he desired help from Lazarus and was refused it because there was a great gulf between him and them. Yes, there'll be a great gulf. There'll be a gulf that no one can get over. Those that go to heaven, go to the paradise of God, can go down. Now listen, wives, you can't go down and help your husbands then. Husbands, you can't go down and help your wives then. You better bridge over that gap here. The Lamb of God got it bridged over, or got a bridge over that gulf here in this life. But unless we go over that here in this life, we're doomed forever. Nothing. This man wanted help. There was no help for him. You know, the mercy, the door of mercy is going to be closed. And no doubt, if we all, every one of us, just knew when. I'm persuaded to believe there'd be so many people around here you couldn't even wait anyways near to get to an altar fire. If we just knew when it was, that the door of mercy, nobody else have an opportunity to get saved. You know, God is withdrawing his spirit from this old world. Never in my life did I ever see a time when it takes any more preaching to preach conviction upon a soul to where they are stirred and want to make a move for God. You know, you just can't hardly preach conviction on them anymore. Oh, my God. I think about many years ago when I was just hanging around the skirts of my dear mother. I think about they didn't hear preaching like we hear today. But listen, we seen conviction seized upon souls that I can remember way back then when I was just a little boy. But you know, today the devil has got men's attention. Got their minds wrapped up and what they want and what they desire. Let's get this verse here in Peter again. That third verse, brother, that third chapter.
Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers.
Scoffers. What is a scoffer, folks? One that's just mocking and making fun of all the that are endeavoring to do the very best they can to please the Lord. And the closer you live to God, the more they're going to mock and make fun of and persecute you. Because it brings a real separation, a real division. That's what Jesus came for, to bring a division. And it's going to separate the mother and the unsaved daughter. It's going to be a separation there. They just can't go along hand in hand. They can't be agreed anymore. It's going to separate the father and the unsaved son. Or the son and the unsaved father. Vice versa. Scoffers. What are they doing after they scoff?
Walking after their own lust.
Did you ever in your life see a time where people is just wanting to have what they want, regardless of what anyone else suffers? That's exactly the condition the rich man was in. I'm satisfied. I've got abundance. I'm faring well. And bless your heart, he's just making himself satisfied with that. And that's what hundreds of thousands of people are doing this day. And their hand or their mind is an offense to them. Failing to be able to do what God said do. Wanting to please themselves. Wanting to have a big time themselves. You know, there's a whole lot of folks that think they're having a big time here in this life. God bless your heart, they are looking for a big time after they leave this world. But they're going to find it out over here. Some of the saints' children are going to land right in here. Now that grieves my heart to make a statement like that. But unless they repent, they're going right down here to this place of torment. Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You know, listen, I'm going to bring out something by the word of God here to our minds. If time don't get away from us, let's read on, Brother Carr, right here, and I'll sing, listen.
And saying, where is the promise of his
coming? They are crying this out, where is the promise of his coming? Oh, I've heard that all of my life. There's nothing to that. We hear that through God in our face time after time. I've heard that old story. I don't want to hear that anymore. Listen, we're living in a time people don't want to hear the gospel. They just don't want to. I was thinking about it. We had a music entertainment program here and just invite folks to come out and to sing and to pick their guitars and to play their banjos and to sing and that thing. It wouldn't be no trouble to get a great number of people gathered out around here. And we're having a big supper, a big to-do. But you just let the pure, unadulterated Word of God be delivered under the anointing of the preaching of the Holy Ghost, and they just don't want that. Just don't want that. But listen, folks, I am persuaded to believe the rich man would have given all his possessions if he could just have one more chance to get back here in this world and to make his rights or his wrongs right. Just one more opportunity. But it was too late. The door of mercy is already closed. He's already down there in torment and no way out. Listen, folks, he's still down there, and he's still, no doubt, desiring water or desiring someone to go back and warn his brothers. All right, read.
Saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the For since the fathers fell asleep. All things continue as they were.
Oh, yes, they'll say. Oh, I don't see any difference. Everything's just like it was.
From the beginning of the creation.
Right from the beginning of the creation, that's what the scoffers are saying, and that's what they're mocking at today. Well, listen, folks.
For this they willingly are ignorant of.
There's a whole lots of people. And there's some folks that come right out to the saints' meeting. And they're just willingly ignorant of the Word of God. Just willingly make themselves ignorant of the Word of God. Just don't want to believe what the Bible says.
Right.
But listen.
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the Word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now.
Now listen, this will do away with that Jehovah Witness teaching.
Amen.
They say that they're going to reign right here on the earth with the Lord. The earth will be burned over, and they're going to reign right here on the earth. But here's what the Bible says. And here's what we deal with of not very long ago. He says, the heaven and the earth which are now,
by the same word
are kept
in store
what for?
reserved unto fire. Reserved unto fire.
You mean the earth is reserved unto fire? Reserved unto fire.
Against the day of judgment.
Against the day of judgment.
And
perdition.
Of
ungodly men. All right, what?
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Oh, beloved saints, see to it that you don't allow the enemy to deceive you in any way. See to it that you be not ignorant of this one thing.
That one day is with the Lord
as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day.
Amen.
In other words, time doesn't reckon anything with God.
Right.
Oh, thank the Lord, I'm glad that we are serving a gracious God, a great big God, a God that is able to save the world if they'll just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's able, listen folks, he's not just able to save you, but he's able to keep you safe. Keep you right on down until the very last breath leaves your mortal frame, and you can welcome your going home to the Savior. Oh, yes. I tell you, folks, I'm so glad the God of heaven loved me enough to reveal his truth to me and send it down my way and listen. I'm so glad that he helped me to listen and to receive it and to believe it right into my heart to where it's a working power in my soul today.
The Lord.
Listen.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
I want you to know what the Word of God says, just as sure as we are here. Listen, you might make a promise or make a covenant, our agreement will come on, and you might fail to carry it out. But the Lord is not slack concerning his.
That's right.
You might say, I'm going to meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to go and be there on time. And you might be slack and indifferent in that, but the Lord is not slack in his promises. I tell you, folks, I believe with all of my heart that we are nearing the end of time. And God wants us to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Get every soul in to the fold of God that we can.
Amen.
You know, one time back there in old Bible times, God got so sick and tired of the wickedness of the world, he just resolved in his mind, I'm going to destroy all of Israel. That's his people. Because of their backsliding. I'm going to wipe them off of the face of the earth. And he entreated Moses, just let me alone to where I can just pour out my wrath on them. But listen, Moses went out on his face before God. Oh, if it were not for the prayers of the saints of God, no doubt this old city of Dagon would be destroyed on the face of the earth before tomorrow night. I tell you, folks, I believe the saints of God is holding the hand of God and staying this thing. I believe that with all of my heart. God's going to bring an end to this thing some of these days. Just about everything that's been prophesied in the Word of God has come to a climax. It's all being fulfilled. And you just let this hope, let it pass away. See what takes place next time. No doubt to my mind they'll face a young man in there next time. And oh, what'll go on. I tell you folks, we better get ready for something. It's coming. There's no question about it. If you're testifying being a saint of God, I'm persuaded to believe you're going to have to establish things. There's no question about it. If you're testifying being a saint of God, I'm persuaded to believe you're going to have to establish that. Right in the face of the officers of our company. Who are you willing? Are you able? Would you deny? Be ready to face what the saints face back in the morning time. Would you be able to seal your testimony with your own blood? We don't know, do we? We just don't know whether we would or not. I believe there's some here that would be able to. I believe when God permits it to come, He'll make us able. I believe God will make us able when He permits it to come. I tell you, folks, it's high time that you and I settle down in this thing and believe God and get ourselves all packed up and ready for heaven. Because we are traveling, and I say sometimes we are turning to found souls and we are traveling in a vast race of speed. Brother McCoy, I can't help but believe we're getting away up here toward the paradise of God. We're climbing fast. Oh, I think about these great, let me see what they call them. Interstate highways. And you take a good automobile with new tires on it, you get on that interstate highway, they're allowed 70 miles an hour. And oh, if you've got a good car and you're kind of in a hurry, you just luff the mash down on that foot accelerator. Listen, folks, I'm talking about, I brought out this to make mention about this. If you've got a good experience with God, and you see that highway, and as you near the end of it, you just push right down on the throttle, and say, Lord, take me right on through. I tell you, folks, the God of heaven wants you and I ripe and ready for heaven. Do you want to make hell or heaven your home? You know, you're proving where you want to go when you come here to the cross, this place of decision, and you make your own choice. The preacher don't make it for you, the God of heaven don't make it for you. You make your own choice right here. God has made you a free mortal agent. You can just do as you please. But bless your heart, you're going to receive your reward after. You're going to receive your reward at the bar, folks. Oh, my heart is burning for your soul. No wonder the apostle Paul said, my heart's desire is part of God for Israel that they might be saved. The apostle Paul had the Spirit of Christ in him, and he wanted Israel to be saved. I say, folks, we want you to be saved. But unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and mind and soul, you'll never be able to make heaven your home. And I say, God wants to take us home. The apostle Paul said one time that he wasn't really just willing to depart the gospel on here, but I'm just willing to... My own soul, my own life. I'm about to give out, but I'm not near through. Yeah. Listen, folks, pray for me. My heart's a burden. I don't know whether I'll be able to finish what on my heart or not. But I hope the Holy Ghost reveals the Christ of the Bible to your soul and eyes to where you'll be able to shun the torments of hell, because there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth down there. Oh, Lord, help us. Listen here what he says a little farther in the reading of the Word of God.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promises.
As some men count slackness.
But he is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish.
Long suffering. Did you know that's the love of God? Brother Paul, God is so long suffering with his creation. He's long suffering, not willing that any perish, but that all might have.
What did he say? Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Praise the Lord. What does he want us to come to repentance for?
In hell.
To escape this burning place of torment here, folks. Oh, repent of that ungodly. Turn loose from everything that would hinder you from believing God and from walking in the light of His eternal truth. Make preparation for heaven, folks. Pack up. Let's get going.
All right. But the day of the Lord will come. come as a thief in the night.
Listen, folks. This revival came. How long did you pray for it? No doubt some of you have been praying for 6 months for a Holy Ghost revival meeting. Well, it came. It's here. But listen. Did you know just as sure as this come? The end of time's coming. The end of time's coming. Think about that 5,417 souls going out every hour. You could have been one of them. And you may be one of the next 5,417 that's going out. Huh?
Could be.
Could be. You or I, we just don't know how long we're going to stay here. The hands of time is running out on us. Now then, get some more here.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
What's he going to do?
In thee which the heavens shall pass away.
I want you to notice this arrow heaven here. The heavens shall pass away
with a great noise.
With a great noise.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
The elements shall melt with fervent heat. That means everything in the world.
The earth also.
The earth, here it is, folks. You're not going to stay here on this earth. The earth also.
And the works that are therein.
And the works that are therein.
Shall be burned up.
Shall be burned up. I say when you get anything burned up, you just don't find anything left but a little pile of ashes. And sometimes a very little. You know, it'll pay you and I well to be standing on the Word of God when that time comes. It'll pay you and I well to all be packed up and have our sins under the blood when that time comes. Oh, the Lord's not slack concerning his promises, but his long suffering to us, not willing that any perish, but that all might repent. Repent means to turn from your ungodly life. Turn from everything that's condemned by the Word of God. Clean up your life. All right, read some more.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved.
What manner of persons ought ye to be?
What manner of person ought you to be?
In all holy conversation.
All holy conversation and what?
And godliness.
And godliness.
Looking for.
What are we looking for?
And hastening.
We're looking for the Lord to hasten up time.
And looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day.
Hastening unto the coming of the day.
Of God.
Of God.
Wherein the heavens.
Wherein the heavens being on fire.
Shall be dissolved.
Shall be dissolved.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. 2 Thessalonians. The second chapter. I might have to look there where we want to start reading. It seems to me like about the 7th or 8th verse somewhere along there, Brother Thorne. Maybe 9th. There's a few thoughts right here that we'd like to get in closing. We're going to try to bring this to a close.
You want to be the first chapter there?
No, the second chapter. Long down there where the man is sin be revealed, isn't it? Below that. Just below that. Huh?
For the mystery of iniquity.
That's it.
That's already worked.
The mystery of iniquity does already work.
Only he who now let us will let.
Only he who now let us will let.
Until he be taken out.
Until he be taken out of the way.
And then shall that wicked be revealed.
And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Whom the Lord shall consume.
Whom the Lord shall consume what with?
With the spirit of his mouth.
With the spirit of his mouth.
And shall destroy.
And shall destroy.
With the brightness of his coming.
With the brightness of his coming.
Even him whose coming is as to the working of Satan.
Listen. Did you know the devil knows that his time is short? Yeah. He knows that his work is about done in this old world. And I want to say he's doing a big job. He's doing a good job of deceiving souls by the millions. And people haven't, it's kind of like Brother Golden says, people haven't got any more sense than just to let him drag them down to hell. I declare unto you on the authority of God's word, you'd better wake up. You'd better listen to the voice of God tonight. You'd better heed the word of God. You better get yourself in the condition to make heaven your home, or you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost. You're not going to always have the mercy of God extended to you. My Lord, my Lord. My wife and I have made the statement to each other time after time. Oh, I wish I could repent for so-and-so. I wish I could do it. I wish I could repent for so-and-so. I'd love to see him saved so well. If I could, I'd just love to get down and repent for him. But we can't do this. God leaves that up to you individually. Every individual's got to repent for himself. Your father, your mother, your preacher, not going to be able to get you in. You're going to have to go through that door by yourself. And Jesus is the door. And he says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Bless the Lord. Everyone that's came in through the door, brother, sister, they are saved individuals, saved from sin. Amen. And they quit the sin business. Oh, I'm glad there's a heaven. I'm glad that the Lamb of God let us know what hell was. We don't have too awful much in the Word of God of picturing out what the soul is going to suffer beyond this life. But we have a plenty to let us know hell is a terrible place for our souls to abide in throughout eternity. You talk about a long home. You talk about a restful, unrestful condition. There'll not be a moment in the hour or in the day. There'll not be day and night. There'll just not be day and night. As you've been there 10,000 years, you've just begun. Time will mean nothing out there. Oh, I'm thinking about what it means to take time to serve God now. While you have time, while you have opportunity to get yourself ready to shun this awful place of torment. We saw a picture one time of hell drawn by a certain individual. And you talk about a pit now. He had a bigger than this chart. He had bigger than this blackboard here. He had a chart, and he had a pit there where souls was going in just about, like we said here, about 5,417 an hour. Oh, how they was falling in. And just as they was going over the edge of this awful pit, plunging right down into the lake of fire, oh, how they was trying to rescue themselves. Hold on to this one, hold on to that one, to keep from going down, down, down. I tell you, folks, when you start down, there's a current that will pull you all the way to the bottom. Unless you take time back here while you have, and while God's Spirit is dealing with your heart, and while you have the saints to pray with you, and while the Holy Ghost is inviting your heart to come and be saved, and the Lamb of God, the bride, and all says come, and whosoever will, let him come. Now in Revelation, the 20th chapter, I want a few verses there. Oh, let us notice closely by the Word of God. We're going to bring this to a close now. We trust you'll be ready to come and be saved. We want to see you shun this awful place of torment, this place of destruction, this place out there that's prepared for the devil and his angels. And if you follow the devil, He'll take you right down to hell. He knows he's going there. One time, you know, when the man was possessed with the devils, the demons, and Jesus came along, they cried out, how did he say that? Thou Son of God, why hast thou come to torment us before our time? They know their time's coming. And they wanted to know why he had come to torment them before the time. You know, there's a whole lot of people that's just possessed with evil spirits and powers, so they don't want you to torment them for the gospel. I down in their soul, they'd love to have what you're talking about, but don't you say nothing about it to me. Don't you bring me that gospel. Don't bring that to me. You know, the devils don't want you to hear the truth. And the very power of hell will cry out in your bosom against the truth. If you're influenced and under the power of the enemy of your soul, possessed with spirits and demons. You know what? No doubt you and I would tremble right in our very souls tonight, right in our own tracks, if we could just realize how much demon power there is right here in this room. Were it not for the preserving of the Holy Spirit of God's eternal power and His Word, I'm persuaded to believe that every one of us would be affrighted and leave this place in a terrible condition, frightened condition. But listen, God's holding the devil in subjection. The devil can't do a thing unless God permits him to. Oh, so shall I take heed to the word of God, and let the Lord bind the strong man and spoil the goods, and rescue your never dying soul from a lake of fire. Amen. What did he say here?
And I saw a great white throne.
I saw a great white throne.
And him that sat on it.
And I saw the one that's sitting up there.
From whose face the earth and heaven fled away.
From whose face the earth and the heavens fled away.
And there was found no place for him.
And there was found, listen, you might think I've got 1,000 years after the Lord comes to get ready. I say, listen, when the enemy is bound, there's preachers teaching souls that. You'll have 1,000 years reign right here on the earth when the devil's back. But I say, on the authority of God's word, you'll not have one more. After God brings this old world into judgment and says time shall be no more and the door of mercy is closed, you will never have another opportunity to get into hell.
Amen.
Listen here what he says. If the earth's going to pass away and ain't going to be here anymore, what are you going to be? Where's these teachers that are teaching 1,000 years reign here on the earth? Where are they going to be when this earth passes away? That's exactly where they're going. The Bible says all the false prophets are going to hell. Where the beast and the false prophets are, they're going down to torment because they haven't had a love for the truth and kept a love for the truth and obeyed the word of God. Oh my God. Never before in my life did I want to be a true prophet any stronger than I do right tonight. I want to be God. I'm like the brother that I heard make the remark over the Gethsemane. I want to be God's man. God's preacher. I don't want to preach for money. I don't want to preach for praises of man. But I want to preach for God. Now listen to what he says here.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
You know, this man got a vision of something, didn't he? He saw the dead, small and great. Now listen, I don't care how big you are or how small you are, you're going right up in the presence of God. I don't care how crippled you are, it doesn't matter what your condition is, you're going right up to the judgment bar of God. You're going to look the Lord is right in the face.
without any excuse whatsoever, we invite folks to come to the meeting, and we do all we can, and even promise we'll come and get them, and bring them, and take them back after the meeting's over, and they'll make some excuse. I say, there'll not be an excuse stand up when you stand up in the presence of God. My God, help us to take the advantage of the opportunity to do good. Get in the condition to make heaven our home. All I need.
And the books were open.
What?
And the books were open.
I want you to notice. The books were open.
And another book was open.
Another book was open.
Which is the book of life.
Which is the book of life.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in.
You know what that means? Those that died under the law are going to be judged by the law. And those that died under this book here, another book that was open, and we're going to be judged according to what's written in this book, in the New Testament.
Alright,
according
to their works,
to our own works, according to their works, those that go up there before God, we're going to be judged according to our works. And what?
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Oh yeah.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were.
Folks, there'll be no hiding place then. You know, we hear the song about they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall. They're already doing that. If you just really understood what the scripture means, they're already crying for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of God. You know what they're doing? They're calling in the homes of man. False movements. Just well come out plain and name it out to where you can see where you stand. False movements. And some of them are calling themselves holiness people. Folks, they're crying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them right now. Spiritual. That has a spiritual application. But listen here. They're what?
And they were judged, every man according to their works.
Judged every man according to their works. You know, God's going to reward you and I according to what we've done. What you've done with the gospel, what you've done with the Lamb of God. Did you know that I, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is off of my hands and right on you individually? Every one of you that are here tonight, I deliver my soul. I've warned you to the best of my ability with love and respect to every soul, and your blood will not be required of my hands. Thank you. Your blood's on your own hands tonight. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful for the Word of God and for what it means to us today in this old, troubled, wicked world. One more text there, Brother Coy.
Let's finish it.
All right.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Men, women, boys and girls here tonight, if you don't get your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and no preacher can write it, it's going to take the Father himself to write your name down in heaven. If you don't get your name recorded up there, before you leave this world, you're going to plunge right into the lake of fire. You just think about it. Time, life, here only amounts to about 70 years. Just a few short years. I think about since I became 21, I thought I never would get to be 21. But since I came to the age of 21 years old, how fast? Tonight as I stand before you, I'm 62 years old. How fast our time has went. Oh, how fast it's gone away. Listen, folks. But eternity, it'll not slip away.
It's all out there. And you just remain there and you suffer torment all out through eternity. Never get to. It'll be on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Oh, tonight, let's get ready. Let's get packed up. Let's get our sins all under the blood. Send them on before us. Bless the Lord, how happy you will be when the Lord sounds the last trumpet. And that great trump of God sounds, the time shall be no more. I want to say you'll be a happy soul if you humble yourself here at the cross. Become like this little child. Humble yourself and enter into the kingdom. Started up this way here, glory. I say it'll be a wonderful, wonderful experience for you that are ready to meet God. I wish we had. I look like the more we preach, the more we would love to bring, but we're going to quit right here. I don't want to carry this too far. I want you to consider and weigh this out and give time here for an altar service. I believe God wants to save some souls here tonight. While the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart, you have time and opportunity. You have your right mind. Come right on out while we begin to sing. Don't wait and listen to the enemy. If you do, he'll rob you of what Jesus came to bring.